The Massachusetts House has approved a bill that, for the first time, would cap how long families can stay in state-run shelters. Lawmakers cited the rising cost of helping a steady stream of migrants arriving in the state. Under the proposal, most families would only be eligible for 9 months of shelter. Rachel Hand works with those families as executive director of the homeless services agency Family Promise North Shore Boston. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. This measure still needs to be passed by the Senate and approved by the governor. But if that happened, what do you think would be the impact?
I think there's many different impacts, but the biggest one would be the quality of housing that the families can get prior to exiting shelter. Not even just quality, just housing in general. I think that 9 months has proven over the years, especially within the last 5 years, to not be enough time for vouchers to come up, for families to come up on waiting lists for housing and various things that they need to exit housing. It's just not enough time at all for families to get housing prior to the 9 month period.
Lawmakers did note that the average length of stay in a shelter is currently 13 to 14 months. Are there other main factors leading families to need help for that long?
Yeah, I think for the families, especially that qualify for EA, you have to make under a certain amount in terms of like income. So, for example, it's well under minimum wage. If a family was working full time on minimum wage and had, you know, based on their number of children in their family, they likely wouldn't qualify for EA shelter. And so a job is rarely going to be enough income for them to afford housing. And I think ultimately, like, that's kind of the crux of the issue is they're waiting on subsidies to come through, and subsidies are taking years and years and years before families can come up on a list.
What about for families on the wait list for shelter? How would this impact them? Is it possible that capping the length of stay would help them get into shelters sooner?
I definitely think that's what is the goal of this proposal. The issue is in either case, the family that is in shelter actively that will be leaving shelter to make room for the new family, that family won't have enough time to find housing. And then similarly, the family entering shelter will be stuck to that same timeline and will definitely not have enough time to find housing. So it's a question of, do you allow the family actively in shelter enough time to find stable housing before bringing in a new family? Or do you kind of do that swap, which results in most likely neither family finding housing?
What could the state do instead? What would you want it to do to address the wait list and get people into shelter?
I think, you know, it's a scary concept, but I guess for some people, but prioritizing funding for vouchers for, you know, there's the MRVP voucher that Massachusetts provides for families, similar to a Section 8 voucher. It has a much higher limit and it goes towards market rate rent. There's not enough housing in Massachusetts for every family that needs housing to access it. But having a hefty voucher that can be applied to units makes it a lot easier for families to access housing. And when you're putting money towards a voucher versus towards a shelter stay, you're actually saving tens of thousands of dollars per family. And that's kind of something that people don't seem to talk about. It's incredibly expensive for shelter, which I guess people do talk about that, but they're not talking about how much money would be saved if, for example, we pump in more housing vouchers and maybe then cut the number of spots in the EA shelter system.
Rachel Hand is the executive director of Family Promise North Shore Boston. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.